Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Blessings after the mistake. Genesis 17 from verse 3 to 8 reads, Abraham fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abraham. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God." Let us talk about Abraham and God. The Bible describes Abraham as a man of great faith, which he really was. But let us revisit his story, or a part of it, to discover the display of God's character in the life of a man with flaws, a man who erred, and a man who God honored. And for purposes of our deliberations, we will use both his names. Abraham and his wife Sarai were 75 and 65 years old, respectively, when God called him out of his native homeland for an unusual and amazing promise. Genesis 11 verse 39 describes Sarai as childless because she was not able to conceive. God visited Abraham and told him the following: "Go from your country and your people and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you." Stop there. I will make you into a great nation? By any stretch of the imagination, that could only mean that Abraham's descendants were going to be the great nation that God is talking about. And the fact is that he and his wife, at this point in the story, they have no children. Several years later, God and Abraham were having another conversation, and God pretty much repeated the promise. But on this occasion, Abraham asked God, "What can you give me since I remain childless? You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir." God said to him, "This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir." God then took Abraham outside and pointed to the countless stars in the sky and said, "So shall your offspring be." Abraham believed the Lord and he credited it to him as righteousness. Genesis 15. Then things got excitingly complicated. Sarai came up with a plan. Since she is the one who is childless, how about Abraham get together with one of the household staff and have a child with her? After all, it would still be Abraham's descendant. Abraham bought into the idea, and at age 86 years old, he became the father of Ishmael, son of Hagar, Sarai's servant. And then things got ugly. Hagar started to disrespect Sarai, the wife, and eventually Sarai started to mistreat Hagar. Things got so bad between the two women that Hagar took her son and walked off the job. So here's a man of faith, Abraham and his wife Sarai, facing a problem. God did not tell them that the child was going to be born from another woman. This was obviously not what God had planned for them. So what should they now do? Hagar had left with her son, but she was met by an angel of the Lord who told her, "Go back to the Abraham's household and submit yourself to the boss, Sarai." Sometimes our humanity gets in the way of God's plan. If God made a promise to you, then it is incumbent on you to trust God, even if circumstances seem as if God's promise might not come true. Delay will not deter God from keeping his promise to you. The simple expectation is that if God tells you that something is going to happen, nothing should shake your confidence in the promises of God. Our friend Abraham made a huge mistake when he gave in to the crazy but seemingly practical recommendation from his wife Sarai. Sarai thought she could help God, but instead, her husband, who participated in this crazy plan, erred and made this messy. Be careful when you interfere with God's plan and promises for you, because you could face dire consequences. So what happened next? God visited our friend Abram when he was 99 years old and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. What a humbling experience. God essentially was telling Abram that your sins, your mistake of 13 years ago, do not deter me from my promises to you. I will still make you the father of countless descendants. The promise I made to you when you were 75 years old still stands. Bear in mind, the man is now 99 years old, and biologically speaking, should not be able to father children, and certainly not with a wife who is close to 90 years of age. But on this day, God gave Abram great news. First of all, God changed his name to Abraham, because I have made you a father of many nations. God went further by changing Sarai's name to Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. 1 year later, the promised child, their only child together, Isaac, was born. 25 years after the promise was first made, with a husband at 100 years old and a wife at 90 years old, God delivered his promise. The rest, they say, is history. I want to say this to you. God forgives our errors. Our God is a faithful God. The mistake that Abraham and Sarah made was a moment of doubt, a moment when they suspended their faith in God. God could have canceled the promise, but he did not. And so these two humans who had blundered got a second chance with God and experienced the amazing promise of God. You, my friend, might have blundered along the way, but know that God forgives and God will keep his promises to you. If you have lost your faith, I am here to tell you, revive your faith in God, because God is not through with you yet. Share your thoughts about this morning's deliberation by sending me an email to friendofclyde@gmail.com.